السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أمين يا رب، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله. The friends of Allah say إليك قصدي رب البيت والحجر، فأنت سؤلي من حجي ومن عمري، وفيك سعيي وتطوافي ومزدلفي، والهدي جسمي الذي يغني عن الجزر، ومسجد الخيف خوفي من تباعدكم، ومشعري ومقامي دونكم خطري، زادي لكم والشوق راحلتي، والماء من عبراتي والهوى سفري. To you alone is my intention, O the Lord of the Bait and the Lord of the Hijr, the semicircle around the Kaaba, part of the Kaaba. You are my request. You are what I seek from my Hajj and from my Umrah. Towards you is my endeavor, my sa'i, my tawaf, my muzdalifa. And the sacrificial animal, besides the actual animal, is my own body. That doesn't need to be slaughtered, but it has to understand to sacrifice for you and prioritize you. My attendance of Masjidul Khayf is my fear from being distanced from your love. And my mash'ari, going to Muzdalifa, and my staying there is to acquire your consciousness. My provision on my journey is my desire for you, and that's my mode of transport. And the water, my water to drink, is my tears that I shed in your love. And my sign of love is that I've undertaken this journey for you, my Allah. Then the friend of Allah says, as Ibn Rajab rahimahullah quotes, لَإِنْ لَمْ أَحُجَّ الْبَيْتَ أُشَطَّ رَبْعِهِ حَجَاجِتُ إِلَى مَنْ لَا يَغِيبُ عَنِ الذِّكْرِ فَأَحْرَمْتُ مِنْ وَقْتِي بِخَلْعِ نَقَائِصِي أَطُوفُ وَأَسْعَى فِي اللَّطَائِفِ وَالْبِرِّي صفاي صفائي عن صفاتي ومروتي مروءة قلبي عن سوى حبه القفري وفي عرفات الأنس بالله موقفي ومزدلف الزلفى لديه إلى الحشر وبت المنى مني مبيتي في منى ورمي جماري جمر شوقي في صدري وإشعار هدي ذبح نفسي بقهرها وخلعي بمحو الكائنات عن السر ومن رام نفرا بعد نسك فإنني مقيم على نسكي حياتي بلا نفري. Indeed, it's not just the Kaaba or the structure of the Kaaba that we are making Hajj towards. But my Hajj is to the one whose presence is never absent from my mind and my conscience. Meaning I'm conscious of my Allah, who's my goal and purpose. So I have donned my ihram immediately, min waqti, by leaving out from me naqaisi, all blemishes, evil traits, evil ways, evil intentions. I make tawaf and sa'i in his kindness and righteousness from him. My safa is my soap, my cleansing from all bad traits, ways, morals, attitudes, bad qualities. And my marwa is to learn morality and good qualities that should permeate my heart, that is like a desert, like a rock. And in Arafat is where I find this closeness to my Allah. And that is my stand in Arafat. And my Muzdalifa is to get closer to Allah till Hashar and forever. And my stay in Mina has removed my lust and desires of this world. And my pelting of the jimar is actually pelting as a sign of the love of Allah and my shauq for Allah in Akhirah that's burning in my chest. And making the sign of blood on my sacrificial animal is actually me slaughtering my desires and my nafs by overwhelming my nafs towards Allah's command. That Allah's deen, Allah's command, Allah's love, Allah's dhikr overwhelms my nafs. وَخَلْعِي. And from there, that is my sign of removal of everything in the world from my subconscious mind. Anisirri. He who intends leaving the holy lands and coming out of his ihram, وَمَنْ رَامَ نَفْرًا, because you get nafar al-yawm al-awwal and nafar al-yawm al-thani, the final day of pelting, the haji pelts, the jamarat, the three jamarat, and then leaves. The one who intends to pelt and leaves after his nusuk of hajj, he says, my announcement for my Allah is I will remain in my hajj rituals and my practice of hajj and ihram all my life, never leaving this amazing state of mind where I should remain conscious of Allah like the haji in his ihram is conscious of the rites of the ihram. وَمَنْ رَامَ نَفْرًا بَعْدَ نُسْكٍ فَإِنَّنِي مُقِيمٌ عَلَى نُسْكِي حَيَاتِي بِلَا نَفْرِي. Few aspects of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Urwa bin Mudarris radiallahu anhu, very senior Sahabi. He was at the same level of Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu, in the Ta'i people. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've tired my animal, I've exerted myself, and I've stood on every mountain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized the importance of Arafah to him. When the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed, Batan Muhassar and Muhassir. Why did he exert his animal? Because that was the spot where the punishment of Allah came upon Abraha. That's why he wanted to pass there very quickly, not to stay in a place where Allah's adab had befallen the people. The Halaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during this Mubarak journey of Hajjatul Wada' was none other than Hazrat Ma'mar bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu al-Adawi. Ma'mar bin Abdullah bin Nadla al-Adawi radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Kharash bin Umayyah radiallahu anhu shaved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak bal and hair. That was during Umratul Qadha in the 7th year. But Hazrat Ma'mar shaved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hair in Hajjatul Wada'. An interesting Sahabi who lived a very long life. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam distributed his Mubarak bal, and most of the Sahaba would have taken radiyallahu anhum, but half of the bal Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his Mubarak hair was given to Hazrat Abu Talha and Hazrat Ummu Sulaym radiyallahu anha. Interesting is Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. He rushed to take the hair from the Mubarak hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the front. And he says, I stitched that in my turban. And due to the blessings of the Baal Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I never lost in any expedition. Except on one occasion where he on that day donned the incorrect imamah. Hazrat Suhail bin Amr radiallahu anhu also rushed to pick up the Baal Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Hazrat Abu Bakr says radiallahu anhu, what was so astonishing, he says, I saw Suhail bin Amr radiallahu anhu on this occasion of Hajjatul Wada, and I remembered how during the occasion of the truce of Hudaybiyah, he refused to write Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name as Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He refused to write. Allah enshrines in his kalam, in Surah Al-Fatih, yes, after this occasion, portraying that Allah's Rasul is the Rasul of Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u ala al-kuffari ruhama'u baynahum ila akhir al-ayah. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees Suhail, the same person, few years later radiallahu anhu, pick up the Baal Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he places it in his eyes. Amazing is the contrast. Then he was helping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to sacrificing the animals of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arranged, and it came with Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu from Yemen, 100 camels, and he with his Mubarak hands sacrificed 63 of them. And the riwayah in Abu Dawood, the camels were rushing forth to be sacrificed at the hands of the Mubarak Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahabi in charge of the budun, the camels of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada' was none other than Hazrat Najiyah bin Jundub al-Khuza'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed 63 of them, subhanallah. May Allah give us love for the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum, to whom we are indebted for this Mubarak deen. It was them who preserved the deen. It was them who preserved the Qur'an Kareem and the Sunnah Mubarakah for the Ummah to benefit forever and ever. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِيِّ وَحِزْبِهِ وَلَوْلَاهُمُ مَا كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْلِمُ وَلَوْلَاهُمُ كَادَتْ تَمِيدُ بِأَهْلِهَا وَلَكِنْ رَوَاسِيهَا وَأُوتَادُهَا هُمُ وَلَوْلَاهُمُ كَانَ ظَلَامًا بِأَهْلِهَا وَلَكِنْ مَصَابِيحُهَا وَنُجُومُهَا هُمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.